Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Let's get you some week 3 sleepers and 2 start pitchers next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Friday, April 15th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And in terms of scheduling next week, it's a very even week. 12 teams have 7 games. 18 teams have 6 games. 0 teams have 5 games. You'll love to see it. All right, Scott, kick us off with some 2 start pitchers for week 3.
All right, so there's 2 that I can actually see myself starting, but I'll recommend more than just 2 because you want your recommendations. I get that. So number 1 is Merrill Kelly, who's only 52% rostered, and his last start against the Astros was good, and it was against the Astros, but the changeup wasn't getting as many swings and misses in that first outing as in spring training. So it left me wanting more a little bit, but it was a good start against the Astros. And this week he gets the Nationals and the Mets. So I'm hopeful that that will translate to good production for him. Tristan McKenzie looked great in his last outing. Of course, he's been pretty hit or miss himself since first getting promoted in 2020, but he looked great last time out, got a lot of whiffs. He gets the White Sox and the Yankees. So those are the ones I'm most excited about. If you're looking for more, there's also Nick Lodolo, who did not look very good in his debut, but we know he has a lot of upside, top prospect. Gets 2 more turns this week at the Padres against the Cardinals. Also, Jordan Hicks, who's trying his hand at starting after spending a few years in relief. I'm not sure he's going to be stretched out enough to get you a win in these 2 starts, but at Miami, at Cincinnati, pretty good matchups. Josiah Gray, just to throw one more name at you, against the Diamondbacks, against the Giants, looked better in his second start than the first, but pretty home run prone, so definitely a riskier choice.
Yeah, we mentioned this on our full length podcast, but our fortune favors the brave. Well, for Scott, it's bold. His pick was Nick Lodolo. So, you know, a little bit of a scary pick. And then for me, it's Josiah Gray. So,
and it's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah. If you're not somebody who's particularly risk averse and just want to maximize your potential output in a week, you could try a Nick Lodolo or Josiah Gray, but it wouldn't be me.
Yeah. How about some single start streamers at starting pitcher, Scott, that you're looking at in week 3?
So I really like Matt Brash against the Royals. Of course, he looked great in his debut. That slider or curveball or however it's classified, that breaking ball just was absolutely ridiculous. And the Royals, of course, don't have a very good lineup. Andrew Heaney at San Diego. He has a new breaking ball that he broke out in his first start for the Dodgers. Got a lot of whiffs with it. Didn't go very deep into the game, and that's what makes him a sneaky play for his second outing here. Only 45% rostered. Let's see how Mitch Keller looks over the weekend, but of course he has new velocity gains this year, cranking that fastball up near triple digits. And if his weekend outing goes fine, his outing next week will be at Milwaukee, and it'll make him a pretty interesting play.
All right, let's move over to the hitter side of things. Who are some that you are looking at rostered in less than 70% of CBS leagues?
So it's not a great week for sleeper hitters. It really isn't for sleeper pitchers either, because the way everybody's turn lines up, all the top of the rotation guys are going twice this week, basically. So that means less favorable matchups for hitters. But Connor Joe and Randall Grichuk, the 2 Rockies outfielders, are at the top of the list here. They get 3 games at home, which is, of course, always good for a Rockies hitter. And then they're at Detroit for 3 games. Detroit obviously doesn't have the best pitching staff. I like Ian Happ and his matchups this week, 7 games against the Rays and Pirates. Joshua Lowe for the Rays, pretty good matchups. Not off to a great start as a rookie, but he's hitting the ball hard. He's getting on base. He has power and speed. I think he might be close to breaking through, and this could be the week. Seth Brown is only 14% rostered, so this is a really sneaky play for the Athletics. They have the best matchups of any team this week, going against the Orioles for four games and the Rangers for three. And the one lefty they face so far, the Athletics started him. So they seem to be viewing him as an everyday player. I think with matchups like these, it's worth looking into. And then I'll give you one more name here, Jorge Mateo of the Orioles. Their starting shortstop and a former top prospect, actually, for your Yankees, Frank. He was once thought to be the heir to Derek Jeter. That didn't pan out. But he's finally getting a chance now in the majors. He's getting on base with walks. He's running when he gets on base. A lot of speed there. You know, if steals don't matter in your league, then probably don't need to bother with Jorge Mateo. But if steals do matter, him being available in like 80% of leagues, I don't know that that's going to be the case for long, especially with the kind of matchups he is going to enjoy this week at Oakland for four games, at the Angels for three.
The revenge games for Jorge Mateo going up against the Oakland A's, the best hitter matchups by team. These are according to Scotty, of course. The Oakland A's, the Minnesota Twins, the Chicago Cubs, the Mariners, and the Orioles. The worst hitter matchups, the Braves, the Dodgers, the Cardinals, the Mets, and the Brewers. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning on Saturday. Bye-bye!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.